Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. It's designed to accumulate the latest key updates related to the fast-paced UK retail industry. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off in the food and grocery sector, there was a lot of disruption caused by IT problems this week. Sainsbury's faced backlash after an overnight software update caused technical issues, resulting in the cancellation of online deliveries and card payments in stores on the 16th of March. Tesco also faced IT issues on the same day, meaning a small number of online orders were cancelled. And lastly, in IT disruption news, Greggs was forced to close stores across the UK after IT issues crippled card payment systems on the 20th of March, with the remaining open stores only able to take cash. In other news, Majestic Wine is in advanced discussions to acquire Vagabond Wines, which filed a notice of its intention to appoint administrators earlier this month. The deal would add roughly 12 wine bars to Majestic's portfolio and an urban winery at Battersea Power Station.
Also in wine news, Naked Wines called in debt advisors Interpath Advisory to look at possible refinancing options as the retailer struggles amid challenging trading conditions and after shares fell by almost a third over the last year, leaving it with a market capitalisation of less than £50 million. Majestic Wine warned that the new post-Brexit alcohol duty system could see the price of some red wines impacted by a higher alcohol content rise by over 40% next year. Asda was in the news for a couple of reasons this week. They confirmed proposals to increase hourly pay for all store-based staff by 8.4%, representing a £150 million investment in staff. Asda also announced new staff benefits, including the Care Concierge by Legal & General, which assists employees with later-life care for loved ones, and Mortgage Advice Bureau support for those buying property or remortgaging.
Sainsbury's updated its emission reduction targets, aiming for a 68% cut by 2030, validated by the Science Based Targets Initiative, and aligning with its net zero goals by 2050. More than 30 food businesses, including Aldi, Tesco, and Sainsbury's, are calling for government action to tackle food waste, including to introduce mandatory public food waste reporting. It comes as retailers look for greater transparency across the supply chain, with more than a third of all food produced currently going to waste.
Tesco must abandon its yellow club card prices logo after a court ruled in favour of Lidl. Lidl claimed Tesco's logo, a yellow circle on a blue background, infringed on its copyright, exploiting Lidl's value reputation. Aldi's advertisement, claiming to offer Britain's cheapest Christmas dinner, was deemed misleading by the Advertising Standards Authority, following a complaint from Sainsbury's. The ad, referencing a Which study, highlighted Aldi's dinner as over 20% cheaper than Sainsbury's, based on prices between the 6th and 27th of November and between seven stores. Sainsbury's contested the timing did not accurately represent consumer purchasing patterns for fresh Christmas dinner ingredients, usually closer to the 25th of December. Also in Aldi news, Aldi is set for its biggest and best Easter, expecting to sell 20 million hot cross buns and 8.6 million chocolate eggs. The retailer plans to spend £8 million with British suppliers on these items and £4 million on meats and alternatives, with £34 million on fruit and vegetables.
In clothing and footwear news, Next's pre-tax profit rose 5% to a record £918 million in the year to January 2024, surpassing expectations. Group sales grew nearly 6% to £5.8 billion. Next anticipates a pre-tax profit of £960 million next year, expecting higher fashion spending on the back of rising wages. Ted Baker announced it's entering administration and plans to appoint Tnio for its UK operations. This follows reports of parent company Authentic considering a CVA for the brand, after severing relations with ARC, the group managing its UK and European business. N Brown announced 35 employees at its Manchester head office are at risk of redundancy as they undertake a business transformation programme. Also, Depop announced the removal of its 10% selling fees for all its UK users. This change is part of a broader fee structure update, introducing a marketplace fee of up to 5% for UK buyers starting on the 15th of April.
M&S also featured a couple of times this week, expanding its brands at M&S platform by including swimwear from Pour Moir, following the introduction of a selection of the brand's lingerie on its website in October. M&S also revealed the addition of LK Bennett to its roster of third-party brands on its website. Reese launched a partnership with AI-powered verification platform Compare Ethics, with plans to use AI to verify its green claims that the fashion retailer is sourcing responsibly, verifying between 3 to 14 data points for each sustainability claim made by the business. AliExpress made its live stream shopping debut in the UK in a bid to elevate shopping experiences. It said live stream shopping is predicted to account for up to 20% of all e-commerce sales in the UK by 2026, referring to a McKinsey report.
Also, Abercrombie & Fitch announced the launch of a new two-floor store, which will be located on 325 Oxford Street, expected to open in 2025. And M&S pops up in the news again. M&S gets 3 weeks to resubmit plans for its Marble Arch flagship's redevelopment following a High Court ruling that dismissed Michael Gove's rejection. This allows the reopening of the inquiry into the Art Deco building's proposal on Oxford Street, with M&S having until the 3rd of April to submit their representations. Doc Martens launched a new repair service for its shoes, in collaboration with the Boot Repair Co. This new repair service will offer more than 10 different services ranging from sole to eyelet replacements. Bobber announced a partnership with Oxfam, allowing people to rent pre-loved wax jackets at this year's Glastonbury Festival for £45 for the weekend. Each unique jacket may include materials from past festival t-shirts and merchandise. Customers can return or buy the jacket after the weekend. Pre-loved bucket hats are also available for £39. And in a crackdown on shoplifting, Primark will start sealing shopping bags with blue sold stickers. Anyone without one of these stickers can now expect to be stopped by security guards.
Now let's move on to furniture and flooring news. Bensons for Beds posted an EBITDA profit of £1.5 million in the year to September, up from a £15.4 million loss in the previous financial year. Sales rose to £257.5 million following investments in product and customer experience. Digital sales jumped 22% as it focuses on omnichannel and digital capabilities. DFS recorded an underlying pre-tax profit of £8.7 million in its half year to December. However, reported pre-tax profit declined from £6.8 million to £900,000 in the period. Revenue for the period amounted to £505.1 million, down from £544.5 million compared to the previous year. Bensons for Beds boss Nick Collard announced the retailer aims to open stores in 15 new locations this year, and as many as 20 in 2025. IKEA announced another wave of price cuts on 400 products ahead of the Easter holidays, including its iconic Billy bookcase. This follows £125 million of cost savings.
And in health and beauty news, Superdrug revealed price freezes across 5,000 of its makeup products. Boots rolled out the use of Klarna payments when shopping online or through its app, offering customers the opportunity to pay instantly, within 30 days or across 3 installments. Holland & Barrett announced a 9% pay rise for its store workers from next month. Next Beauty CEO Amanda Scott stepped down after nearly 5 years to take on advisory roles with other beauty brands. A replacement has not yet been announced. And lastly, in health and beauty news, Liberty debuted a novel fragrance destination in London, featuring a curated scent experience by scent family rather than brand. The space showcases diverse fragrances, including Liberty's LBTY line and exclusive Gucci collections. Personal consultations and guided tours enhance the experience.
Electrical news was sparse this week. JD.com says it will not be making offers to buy Currys. It follows Currys rejecting bids from Elliott Advisors. Stakeholders in the electrical retailer want at least £1 billion for the group. In DIY and gardening news, Wickes posted an adjusted pre-tax profit of £52 million in the year to the 30th of December, down from £75.4 million a year earlier after SaaS IT investment. Total sales declined 0.3% to £1.55 billion in the period. Wickes also acquired a 51% stake in Gas Fast Limited for £5.1 million, the parent of solar installations company Solar Fast, with an option to buy the remaining 49% within the next 5 years. This move pending FCA approval aims to expand into the rapidly growing home energy solutions market. And Kingfisher is launching a home improvement online marketplace on Castorama France, introducing 500,000 products from verified third-party sellers. This follows the expansion of marketplaces at B&Q in the UK in 2022, Brico Depot in Spain and Portugal, and its Koçtaş joint venture in Turkey.
And lastly, let's look at department stores, marketplaces and specialists. Temu owner PDD Holdings saw sales reach £27 billion for the year to December, almost double the £14.2 billion in 2022, propelled by online marketing and transaction services. Full-year operating profit surged to £6.3 billion. The fourth quarter alone saw a revenue increase to £9.7 billion and a rise in operating profit to £2.4 billion. In an update, Moonpig claimed its trading is in line with expectations, with rising volume growth over the peaks of Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. It's aiming for a net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio below 1.5 times by year-end. The works plans to transition from the London Stock Exchange's main market to the AIM market to cut costs. This follows the company's report of increasing pre-tax losses in January and concerns over the future effects of supply chain disruptions. Very Group's auditor Deloitte announced that they will be stepping down as auditor of the group. Deloitte has overseen the group's accounts for 11 years and said it quit after struggling to access crucial financial information.
Also in other department stores news, M&S is close to finishing an agreement with HSBC to revamp its banking division into a super app that integrates payments, financial services, and the retailer's Sparks loyalty program. Freeman's announced its first new customer credit offer in 13 years, dubbed Flexi 3. It allows customers to split payments over 3 months interest-free or extend them over a longer period, with no payment required for the first 5 weeks. Amazon unveiled its first spring sales event, named Spring Deal Days in the UK. Running until the 25th of March, the event promises up to 40% off on electronics, fashion, kitchen items, homewares, and more. Deals will also extend to Prime Video, Amazon Music, and Audible. Harvey Nichols plans to streamline its head office, anticipating around 60 job cuts, representing less than 5% of its workforce. And WH Smith named Burberry executive Max Izzard as its new chief financial officer, starting in September, replacing Robert Moorhead as he steps down as CFO and COO. Lastly, and Summer's CFO John Boyle announced his retirement after 11 years at the business. Boyle will be succeeded by finance director Christina Moanpage.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.